Commission hearing today, or public hearing. I'll introduce myself. I'm Jeff Moritz. I'm a resident of Lake Eunice Township, and tonight I'm acting chair for this meeting. I'll have the other members introduce themselves, starting at my left, Erica, as we move through.
Okay. Erica Jepson, Becker County Commissioner.
Tom Gissey, Detroit Lakes.
Coles Queen, Detroit Township.
Phil Hanson, Becker County Commissioner.
Kim Madsen, Cormoran Township.
John Okerson, Lakeview Township.
Craig Paul, Petaluma Township.
Maria Holwood Lake.
Kyle Barber, Becker County Planning and Zoning.
Nikki Bradbury, Becker County Planning and Zoning.
Just a reminder to everybody in the audience, if you have a cell phone, to either turn it off or put on the silence mode so we're not interrupted, if you would, please. The meeting tonight, on the agenda, we have three items, and we'll go through Prairie Lakes Investment first, M&M Prime Properties next, and then Joyce Homing, the last item. The recommendation that we make tonight will go before the Becker County Commission on August 5th.
At 10 o'clock,
so be aware of that. Tonight's process, the staff will read and present the planning and zoning application and information. The applicant or the agent will respond to the presentation, and then we call to the podium to make a presentation for all of us. And add any additional information or comments that are pertinent, answer the questions that this board may have for you. Attendees, visitors, and whatnot can speak, and I hope you can add comments or testimony either before or against the application to help us with our decision. Once testimony is closed, the board will formulate a motion and a vote on the application. Action of this board are to recommend approval by the Becker County Board of Adjustments, Becker County Board of Commissioners, as presented. A recommendation approved by the Becker County Board of Commissioners with conditions, recommend denial, recommend or deny of board actions, and table any issue that till the next hearing date. There's a 60-day rule that applies to limitation. Just a note, the applicant may table their request at any time, can be used to avoid a negative decision or ignore information or actions required. Just a note, no one shall speak after the testimony is closed unless the board members request. The audience sidebar discussions, please not during this hearing. Testimony may be limited based on time, if so warranted. With that, we'll move to the, if there's any other questions?
Minutes.
Okay, the minutes.
Approval from last meeting.
Okay. First order of business, approve the June 25th, 25 minutes.
So moved.
Make a motion to approve.
Okay, and a second. Is there any discussion on that? All in favor, signify aye.
Aye. Aye.
That motion carried. Now we'll move along to presentation of new business.
Okay, our first order of new business is Prairie Lake Investments LLC requesting a preliminary plat for 25 lots to be known as Prairie Lake Estates.
Adam Jay here with Meadowland Surveying, here with Nick and Matt, Prairie Lakes Estates. Here is a 25 lot plat. It is currently zoned agricultural, and all the lots are at least 2.5 acres and meet the requirements. We're here to answer any questions that you might have.
Any questions from this board? We can move along then to the public testimony. If anybody wishes to have comment on this, you're welcome to step up and present whatever comment or question you might have to us.
Good evening, commissioners. Jeff Zeltinger. I live Highmark Avenue. Joined the property being platted on my north and west sides of my 10-acre parcel.
Okay.
And first thing was on the preliminary plat, the road dedication was shown as 30 feet for Highmark Avenue. And I believe that's a 33-foot easement on there right now. Uh,
Can I go back and can you follow up with that, please? Answer the question right now for us.
That goes along the section line there. So the dedicated portion of it is the 33 feet on the west side of that section line there.
Right. And then 33 feet, that is an easement that just stays there as an easement, road easement.
Where do you see the 30 feet?
In your notes, your plat notes there, says you're going to dedicate 30 feet.
Well, number two.
Pretty sure that should be 33 feet dedication.
Yeah,
the roadway.
I see it.
Yeah,
we can. Should be 33. Yeah.
Correct. Okay.
Yep.
And I was wondering if it's a safety issue having only one road access going in for almost 1,000 feet for 25 lots. Seems that that road wouldn't be blocked or anything, it would be a safety issue. And I would suggest that an additional access road could go through where the proposed gravel mine is planned. Next one, there's property adjoining the plat that has covenants and restrictions on it. Just wondering if there's going to be covenants and restrictions on this plat.
Is there going to be a covenant?
Yes, there is.
Yep.
And restrictions.
Good.
And when would the public see that?
Probably when it gets approved.
Yeah, that's a private business right there. That's not, we don't determine that here. That's not what we're talking about.
Okay. Yeah.
We're just rather see
we're
if this fits the area.
So after the county commission approves the plat, then we would see the covenants or
whatever their business plan and their model is. Covenants of whatever.
Okay. And I would suggest that lots one, block one, and lot one, block two, not access onto Highmark Avenue as a safety concern. You could add access control to the plat. Not have multiple access points right on Highmark there.
Other questions or comments that you have?
And I would suggest lots 1 through 4 of block 2 be combined to make two lots of plus or minus 5 acres to adjoin my 10-acre parcel to step the density from 10 acres to 5 acres to 2.5-acre lots. And I would, I'm wondering if on the plat, I have an existing fence along the westerly boundary of my parcel, and it's not on the property line. It's 30 feet or so from the property line. I'm just wondering if that could be shown on the plat with a couple of dimensions for clarity to future owners.
Could you repeat that? What do you have there?
I have a fence line, an old fence line.
And that's, you said, about 30 feet from,
that's on your west property line. Yeah, and my actual property line and the adjoining property line. And, yeah.
So the fence is on your side?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
And I believe
and
it shows.
And you hold 30 feet on the other side of the fence line?
Yeah, approximately. I think it shows it on the certificate survey of my property. The fence is shown on there. It has some dimensions on that. Just want to be clear that I do own past the fence. If it showed on plat or preliminary plat or wherever.
Once this is approved, this will be staked out by Meadowland Surveying, and they will put the property markers where they're supposed to be.
Yeah, there already is corners there.
Yeah, so that'll all be part of this. So we're just looking at this. You might have fence, you could have whatever. At this point, we're looking at a termination of this property. And what we do see here is all the parcels meet the requirements. And so thank you for your input. I'm not sure how this board will act on your wish to, but the applicant will hopefully make adjustments as he sees necessary. So
thank you for your time.
Yeah, thank you very much for your time. Okay.
Mr. Chair, concerning the road, is that going to be a private road? Is that going to be a township road? Or what is your plan?
We built the township specs, so it's going to be a township road. Okay. Maintained by the township.
And the township specs are probably the county specs too, right? Yeah, okay. Right.
The chair, question for, have you talked to Lake Eunice Township where your access road is going to be, if they're okay with that?
Do you want to step back up, please? If you would.
Kyle, I think I might be able to answer that a little bit, but I know they've seen the plan and I haven't heard any concerns.
They're also going to be the ones approving it. It won't be the county board.
Okay.
So they have the ultimate authority.
Okay,
the plat itself, John.
Yeah.
Because they have some control.
So this will go to the township, not the county?
Yes.
Is there anybody here from the township? Lake Eunice Township? I don't see anybody. Okay.
I think they have been made aware of this, though. I spoke with the chairman, just gave
them
a heads up, and they also
made
a mail
through
them, so.
Okay. Anybody else that has any testimony they want to offer on this proposal before us? Prairie Lakes Investments, if so, come forward. Anybody wish to speak on the Prairie Lakes Investment? Anybody wish to speak? Hearing none, we'll refer this to our board for action. Discussion?
I look at the neighboring property, kind of the northwest, it's the same thing. The road questions on some road security. They got that long drive with the cul-de-sac all the way at the end of all those buildings. We got acreage. We got lots smaller than 2.5 acres on that piece, 2.4. It's within the locality.
To me, it looks like it's very well laid out. Make the one edit to change it to the 33 feet, the comment about the other road, it looks like there will be another road going back out to the north. Maybe it'll go out, maybe not.
Maybe not, but they're leaving space there for future development, which is only smart of everything, right?
Right. You can go that way and have another entry point if needed.
Right. So there will be two entries, potentially. Right now we're only seeing one, but it looks to be planned for two. So we're not here to approve the secondary.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but this area is part of where you're hoping to grab it, right?
No. That other parcel of the north of there.
Okay.
But they'll have to get the dirt from somewhere to build the road, so they'll just use the dirt on their parcel at the top for the last.
And as far
it's
as
not the, mining if they're using it.
Right. And I think, it's got to go to the township anyway, so they'll make the decision on that access.
Right.
Crazy. Okay.
Mr. Chair, concerning the two lots adjacent Highmark with the road in between them, the access road, will those adjacent lots be coming out, backing out, getting out of their driveway, wherever, onto the road that's being proposed here, or will they be coming out onto Highmark?
On the road that we're proposing,
yeah,
not on the
Highmark. Access will be to those lots be off of our road.
Not on the Highmark.
But they could apply for a permit to the township
to do that
in the future and get an entrance. So that's really, really relevant, right? Because they can do that in the future. Yeah. As the township approves it, we put a culvert in
right.
And put it up road. That's okay. A process we all go through.
Yeah. That's up for the township.
Right, it's up for the township.
But as of right now, they're planning to pull it.
Yeah, they're not pulling
so everything that is within the roadway that's to be established. So.
Yep.
Okay. Other discussion points? Anything else that we should add to comments that we might have? If not, are we ready for a motion by somebody?
Make a motion to approve the plat as presented with the
okay.
Motion corrections.
Who's second?
I'll second.
Oh, and Cole second. So we have a motion and a second for discussion regarding that.
With not, the, adding the 33 feet, correct?
Right, yeah.
Okay. With that, I'll call for a roll call. Those in favor, raise, in favor, raise your arm. I'm sorry, I don't go until then. Okay. Those opposed, same sign. So we have a unanimous vote for that. So with that, we have approval or recommendation to forward to the county for future actions. Next order of business is M&M Prime Properties. That's item number two for the night. And bring forward the applicant and whoever, following whoever may wish to speak. So the applicant or anybody present from that on this particular parcel. And this is the parcel located on Highway 10.
Mr. Chair, the applicant wasn't able to be here.
Okay.
I was just looking for some fast minutes. This
has been here before.
This came before us before. They have a plat currently. It was recommended to approve this in December of 22. Mm-hmm. When it gets to the county board, it needs a 4/5 majority. It needs a super majority to change. It failed there, 3-2.
Was it December of 22 or 21? Yep.
22. Yeah, December with Planning Commission and then County Board was January 23.
What was that?
December was Planning Commission and then January 23.
Can we speak as the board or if they're not doing it? It's commercial property. It's Highway 10. I mean, I don't know why the commissioners did that back then and decided it wasn't commercial.
Especially based on
the new
comp plan.
Right, the new comp plan. You got Coles Concrete right there. Yeah. I mean, everything's just right down the road. I mean, where do you want
this on Highway 10?
Right where the old antique barn used to be.
Not too far from Coles.
Yep. Yep.
Got that, you know, Coles Concrete.
Oh, yeah.
And work your way back to the east.
Directly east of there.
Okay.
And they did all the site
that's where we want that type of
commercial. Yeah, where that trailer house.
That's where you want.
Oh, yeah.
That's my commercial. It's too bad there's not.
Well,
you feel it as I feel it.
Do you remember why we?
No, you just about gave me a panic attack because I was looking at this and I remember who the dissenting votes was, and it was Commissioner Nelson and Commissioner Grimsley. This came before.
But it was before me.
It came before December 19th. So this board met the 14th, and it went to county board. Actually, correction, went to county board December 20th.
Okay. What year?
Because I remember that vote. When you just looked at me like that, I'm like, you didn't vote on this. I'm not.
But I mean, it's commercial. I get there's U.S. Wild Fish and Wildlife, but, you know, all that pieces there around that area, but that's.
That's a separate parcel, though.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, it's,
I mean, they have all that, you know, kind of all the recreational land use, but
the updated comp plan would support this.
Oh, absolutely.
That corridor.
I don't even have mixed plots on that corridor.
You know, we probably do.
Oh, yeah.
And I think what the intent would be is something very similar to what is right by the Richard Spur right now, which is that fitness joint that.
Garage door.
Fastenal.
Fastenal. Paint place. I mean, the town's got to go somewhere.
Right.
It's going to Mr. Chair, Commissioner Okeson, what do you remember why the vote was 3-2 there? Remember what the?
Well, John voted for it.
Well,
do you remember the contract? I mean, this is 19, you said?
I don't know what the real reason was.
But the comp plan has changed since then.
That's a lot of votes.
Nelson has always had concerns about commercial opening up, basically opening a door to whatever can be there. I mean, I think that's always kind of been said. I don't really recall what Madden said.
They could have mentioned spot zoning, but now under the new comp plan, that's where it's recommended to go.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, there is a house just to the west of there, you know, that one that's always been out in the middle of kind of nowhere, but there's mixed use kind of right there, right?
But it goes commercial, industrial, and then this lot. So
it's
So it's not like outside of anything we've dealt with commercially, the only thing I can think of that's actually controversial is a gas station. When you talk about selling things, we normally don't have issues. You can't manufacture something here. You can't put a campground here. You couldn't put Coast Materials here that is right up the street. That would be industrial. You couldn't put a welding shop. Basically, you can have office space and retail, and that typically isn't that controversial. Again, that gas station was on the south side of town. That's about the only commercial activity I've ever seen be a problem.
Right.
In a rural city like this, especially.
Any other discussion? Not anybody.
Also, Mr. Chair.
Harvey's got.
Somebody.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. I thought we're.
Hey, we're, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening. How's everyone doing? My name is Tyler Lendy. I'm the mayor in Audubon. With this going through, basically, I know it's probably not the right time. I tried to make some contact earlier. The city of Audubon is trying to do flagpole annexing. We would offer city sewer and water to that development. I know the council would be on board with it. We're trying to expand the growth of the city of Audubon. I feel so far in my 6 months as the mayor, I mean, we got, I believe, 5 or 6 new houses in there already down to the south. I would like to shoot a little bit towards the east, and even if I can start shooting west, shoot south, however far north, that's my main goal, honestly, as of right now, besides my infrastructure in the city. But I don't know if that's even a decision right now. Hopefully you guys do approve it, because if it does come to it, then we'll go down and try to do the flagpole annexing on that.
Super. Mr. Chair, what is flagpole annexing?
Flagpole annexing is when you, so basically I would not be able to annex the whole thing. I would basically be on the side of Highway 10 due to the fact that that's all the wetland. Obviously you're not going to be able to dig in there. I will be able to dig in the road ditch. But anyway, so it's literally what it is. It's look at the flagpole, the city's on the bottom, and now I'm coming up top to the flag, but all I have is just basically the 30 feet of roadway on like Highway 10 or whatever, just for our utilities to go into. But we put the lift station up there, and that's where you get the flagpole, because then you got the plot of land right there, but then you got a stick coming to the city.
City, okay.
It's very uncommon, but hey, when you're hungry, you start eating and you start digging, so.
Sure.
Yeah, very, it's basically Fargo did it, and that's how you have now, like Riley's Acres, that was all flagpole annexed by them. No one else wanted it, they flagpoled it up, and now basically they just took over everything out there. And that's how it starts.
Mr. Chair, what is Audubon's annual budget?
We're going through our budget right now. Do you want to know like what we have actually?
What do you operate on?
We're going through the budget right now, honestly. We got a next meeting on the 11th, but as of right now, just in our general fund alone, we have a little over 5.3 and
million?
Yes.
What would it cost to flagpole out here like you said?
That is. So there's a lot of, they call them deed grants. Basically, we have 12 acres right now in Audubon, the old softball fields. As of right now, if we put anything commercial or industrial in that, there's a deed grant that they will basically pay you over half of sewer, water, roads, lift stations, whatever you're gonna need to operate to make sure that the city can do it. So then it's a grant, they approve them like wildfire. And I don't know why more people don't apply for them, but that's basically how it is. So you can apply for a deed grant. If you got a good engineer, a good grant writer, 9 times out of 10, it's gonna get approved. And then you can run city sewer water out there, and then it would become part of Audubon proper.
Mr. Chair, Detroit Lakes annual budget is $8.6 million, and they're trying to get like 1,000 feet. They're struggling doing that on the south side of town, so.
Might be a little different
because
of the size of the town.
But anyway, yep. Okay. Thank you.
Yep.
Congratulations on
your All right. I appreciate it. Thank you. All right. Thanks, everyone.
So with that, anybody else wish to speak on the M&M Prime properties? Sorry, I kind of stepped ahead there. Anybody wish to speak? Okay, so we'll move ahead and let this board make a decision on this. Unless there's...
I'll second it.
No, we have second. Okay. Discussion? Hearing none, I'll call for the vote. Those in favor, raise your hand. Those opposed, same sign. Looks like we have everybody in favor. And that motion carried. The last order of business today is Joyce Omang on Detroit Lakes for an after-the-fact conditional use permit for day and overnight parking during WeFest. Would Joyce like to come up, I'm assuming? Thank you.
Hi, I'm Joyce Omang.
Can you explain your project then? I think it's pretty self-explanatory.
Yes,
but,
I have five properties around WeFest, and the last 15 years we've done parking on this one here, and it's overnight parking. And on one side of the road is a build that's empty. The other side is owned by WeFest, and the other side is my personal home. I don't see how it could affect anyone. Last year, the sheriff said we did very well organized. And so I got a letter saying that we need to get a permit going forward. And you know, there's other people that have permits, so I figured just get my permit and go from there.
Where did the letter come that said you needed a permit?
Our office.
Okay.
So essentially, they didn't, the parking moved out to Hilltop or expanded out there. And the county traffic plan, they just basically wanted some control. Last year was a test run, and she said they didn't have any issues. Sheriff's office just said, hey, we don't care if you approve it, just make it contingent that essentially they don't want traffic leaving her property during blowout after the main concert. But I would suggest that traffic plan could change in the future. So I would just say, if you're going to approve it, it would be contingent upon, you know, following the county traffic.
Yeah, because all blowout goes down 130, right? From that area.
Yeah.
It goes either way.
Yeah.
It goes either way.
Last year was the first year they started that? I'm sure it'll change and sooner or later, because if Hilltop ever became camping again, it was popular enough. So.
I think Morgan Wallen was the year that they did it, because it took me an hour and a half to get on my driveway to get to work, because we couldn't. That it was so backed up. So I think it was that year. But we have gates that we shut, and we open those gates to release people when the sheriff tells us open.
Any other questions for Joyce in this group? Okay.
Oh, it's pretty straightforward.
Yeah, pretty straightforward. Thank you. Anybody else wish to offer testimony on this? Anybody else? Oh, come on.
Mark Bierke with Sioux Pass and WeFest.
Okay.
And we're opposed to this only from a safety and logistics standpoint. We pay a lot of money for the highway department and the sheriff's department to come out there and run traffic. And now they're opening a parking lot next to us. So again, with blowout and you're adding a lot of traffic to 130th Street. Less than 100 yards from where our big circle is. We did move the parking to Hilltop last year, and so all of our buses come in and out of there, all of our day parking is there, all of our ride share goes there now, so there's increased traffic on 130th Street, and now if you're adding another access point just within a few hundred feet of where we are, we're just concerned about the logistics of the traffic, again with the blowout, and again, we're paying for all that traffic control there. If they want to pitch in on some of the traffic control and absorb some of that cost, maybe we'd be interested in that too, but that's our concern, is the logistics and the traffic control there.
Have you had a chance to talk and discuss this with Joyce?
We with Omegs?
Yeah.
No. We just got the notice and the boss asked me to come here and talk.
Okay. Did it work okay last year?
Well, I can't speak to that. I thought the sheriff's department was going to be here today too. That's what I heard. The chain was maybe going to show up here, but you know, if they're not opposed to it, that's fine. If the logistics are there, but again, we're paying for all that. We're paying for all that traffic control there, and then they're opening up a parking lot right next to us. So we just have some concerns with that. We're absorbing all the costs. They're undercutting our prices, and then having overnight parking and parking right there next to us. So. Where our concern is.
Yeah, I had correspondence from them today, and there wasn't any issues. I guess from my standpoint, they're not getting any traffic control because they wouldn't be allowed to release cars during that time, so they're not really utilizing the sheriff. The sheriff is saying, we're going to block your driveway if you let anybody come out of here, so as long as they're not utilizing their traffic control and saying, you can't let a car out of here till 2 a.m. when the sheriff is, you don't have traffic control there in the middle of the night, do you, Harvey?
No.
Right.
Well, it goes to about 5 o'clock in the morning.
Right, but so you guys leave and then that's when she can release her traffic. Now, if you were trying to coincide together, I could see that, but.
Our other concern is how are those people that are parking in that lot, how are they getting to the concert site? Are they then walking across the property, crossing the fence, and then getting on our buses and going over to WeFest? So, you know, I mean, again, we're absorbing all the costs to this. So, I mean, if there's a cost share involved here, then we can discuss that, I guess. But, you know, we're absorbing all the costs for the buses, for the traffic control, for all those things that we'll put that time.
I have a question for Kyle. You said there's other permitted parking?
I don't know of any, no. I know there's another individual that does some parking, but I don't believe he has a permit. Yeah, so I...
You're talking about overflow loaders?
Well, Frick, there's a pile.
There's a pile.
There's everywhere around. They're on 22.
Firebird, 22.
Yeah.
They're all out on the lake, or just showed it.
I don't know of any that have, but...
Yeah, I think, you know, I go back to 83, dealing with the WeFest, being in my position with the county. Over the years, there's always been a few private that have had requests and got permits for parking, and I don't think it's been a big issue. So, once the sheriff releases them, they're out on the road, which the sheriff is, whether WeFest is in operation or not, they're up to them to control them, public road right away.
Do you have like rules about who can drive your shuttle?
Well, no, if they have a wristband for the event, they can, again, but how are they getting there? Are they going back on 130th Street? I mean, it's fenced between the two properties. Mm-hmm. So are they tearing down the fence and walking across to get on our buses? There are some other places that are doing the parking, like you say, and then they run shuttles. And then they don't obey our laws. We have an area where our buses drop off and go, and they're not, they're just circumventing that. They're buying a VIP parking permit. They're coming into our parking lot, and then they're dropping off and blocking traffic. So we do have some issues with some of these other places that are doing this parking. So we're just trying to mitigate that. If they would all drop their buses off at our loop on Hilltop, we wouldn't have a problem, but they're all trying to circumvent us. So, I know the country campground, they run their shuttle and they buy a VIP parking pass and then they drop off, but they come right inside the gate and they stop and then all people jump out of the car. So it's more of a safety and logistics issue for us. It's not so much the competition. We understand that. That's part of what goes on there. But when they're circumventing our system and creating traffic problems for us, and we pay a lot of money for that traffic control. So that's our concern. And this property is right next to so. Again, how are they getting to the concert site? Are they crossing over? Are they walking in the ditch? But again, they're welcome to ride our bus because they have a 3-day pass or whatever it is that they have. That's what that bus is for. So.
Have you had problems in that area with fencing being torn down or?
Yes, we've had problems with those neighbors over the years. Yes, we asked them, riding their horses over there. Yes, we've had problems with that. The fences have come down from time to time. And we have to rebuild them.
During WeFest?
I don't know about during WeFest. I could speak to that. I'd have to.
Other questions?
Good.
No.
Thank you.
Anybody else wish to speak on this issue? If not, Joyce, would you like to add additional comments? You're sure welcome to come back up.
So there has been over the years, issues with fences, and every year I have had to repair mine because their shuttles don't run all the time. I think they start with maybe at like 1-2 o'clock, and they will come from their parking across mine. I've never gone to Weed Fest and asked for them to pay for anything. You know, it's a good time for everybody. We repaired our own fences. We've had people thinking that they're at the wrong place kick my door in. I've had my four-wheeler taken, found in biking. It's just, it's Weed Fest. So I feel that we've been very good neighbors. Yes, we used to ride our horses there. When Jeff owned it, I never was aware that it was sold. Our horses have not been on that property since it was sold. I mean, I'm trying to be a very good neighbor to Weed Fest. I do have 5 properties that they surround. As far as undercutting the price, we don't undercut the price. The people that ride the shuttle, they all have bands on. And if anybody comes that doesn't have a band, I tell them where to go to get a band and how they can get their tickets. So, yeah. I mean, if there's anything that I should know or should be doing different, I'm definitely open to that.
Okay. Questions?
No.
Okay. Thank you very much. Anybody else wish to speak on this issue? If not, we'll move to the next. Anybody else? Okay. I think this is the last order of business, last action of the evening. So, discussion.
Operating for 15 years. Obviously, to me, it seems like what's going on. I mean, I hear Mark's position, but I don't see really where they're doing anything different than anybody else's over there. I'll make a motion to approve.
Second.
We have a motion and a second for discussion. If not, I'll call a vote. Those in favor, raise your hand. Those opposed, same sign. Looks like that motion carries.
Motion to adjourn. Second.
So moved.
I'm